Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kendall Jenner randomly posted about us. We woke up one morning and Lewis was like, what's going on? Why do we have so many people on our website?
We have some celebrities among us, as seen on Shark Tank.
You're looking at one of the most viral skincare products on TikTok. It's called Contour Cube.
They have this really innovative product, which is the first eye spatial tool. Sarah and Lou, they're going to be sharing their business journey with us and some tips about how you can start your own business.
They put so many roadblocks in front of themselves. And the truth is, you'll never have time. You'll never have any of these things that'll be perfect. If you just start, you're already on the way to where you want to go.
Wow.
So I think that just really shows like the power of social media, just consistently showing up every day. You just never know how it's going to end up in, you know, the hands of a celebrity.
One piece of advice that Sarah heard that really resonated with her was...
Hey friends, we have a really, really, really exciting podcast planned because we have some celebrities among us. They've been on TV, as seen on Shark Tank, and they are honestly just amazing entrepreneurs. They have this really innovative product, which is the first eye spatial tool in the world, and they're going to be sharing their business journey with us and some tips about how you can start your own business and how to take a business idea from just an idea and a side hustle into a full-time business that's really profitable. So welcome back to the podcast. This is Queenie.
And Pablo.
And welcome back to another episode. So what is your money win, Sarah and Lou?
My money win is one time I wanted to get a Bobbi Brown lipstick and they were completely out of stock. And the chick was like, hold on, I've got two spare ones left, and she gave them to me for free.
No way.
Yes. I was like, this is a win.
Bobbi Brown lipsticks.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. So I was so surprised. I was like, wouldn't she want to keep them for herself? But no. Yeah, she just gave them to me and was like, they're discontinued.
Amazing.
So you can have them.
Wow. Good colors?
Good colors. The color that I wanted. So I went and I was like, this is the color that I want. And she's like, oh, it's discontinued. Oh, actually, there's two left.
No way.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a great money win. What about you, Lou?
My money win isn't as exciting as lipstick, but I did find two office chairs on the street and ended up selling them on Marketplace for $300. So
wow.
That's a pretty good win.
That's a good win.
It's all right.
That's a lot of money.
I know. So and people just throw this stuff out. So it's so crazy that you can just make money from things that people are literally going to send to landfill. So it's good.
Yeah, it's
good.
I think in France, I remember people actually make a real job out of just finding stuff on the street, maybe in the UK as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's kind of an art that people are developing, and these kind of side hustles that people are getting thousands of dollars every month just from finding things and selling them on Marketplace. So
yeah, the other day, didn't you find a Contour Cube on the
front? Oh, no.
Never.
Never.
People keep those.
Those are like gold.
Yeah.
the freezer.
I love that.
Yes. My money win is also related to chairs. And because we're doing this first podcast like in our new studio with guests and three chairs we are sitting on from the office. So we don't have to buy any new chairs. I did not have to buy a chair from Marketplace from Lewis.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Save $300.
You saved $300. That's right.
Right.
Very good.
So I love it.
What's your money win, Queenie?
My money win is that my friend gave us some bed sheets that we can use for our baby bed because she also gave us the bassinet. So I'm like, yeah, it's so nice.
That's
got so
cute.
Many like things from friends. So very lucky. Okay, so I'm curious because we always hear about the successful business and the successful entrepreneurs and you're like, oh my gosh, it just happened overnight. So I'm curious to hear from you. What was the process like to starting a successful business? Was this the first business that you've ever started or were there other ones before?
Yeah, there were so many other ones before this one for sure. The first one was called Jelly Mates.
Oh,
And there were these things that made your headphones tangle free. And you would basically like twist them around your headphones and you could basically like customize your headphones. And if you chucked it in your bag, it will keep them tangle free essentially. But then wireless headphones came out and I was like, damn, my business idea has now, you know, liquidated. And then after that, I tried jewelry. I really love jewelry, but I think the biggest problem was I didn't really know how to market it. So that was the main reason why I couldn't get that one to grow. And then after that, I tried a hand sanitizer business. So that's what we started together, the first business we ever did together. Yeah, that was our
first business together. That's right.
And we learned a lot from that business. That was the first business we launched on TikTok and we saw the virality from that business. And we quickly learned that we wanted to have a business that was a product that was really compact that you could send overseas, except this particular product was flammable, so we couldn't ship it all around the globe. So that was our first hurdle. And then from there, at the same time, that's when we came up with the idea for Contour Cube, decided to leverage TikTok from our learnings from the last business. I mean, we were lucky enough to go viral on that platform as well, and then that's what really kickstarted the business.
Yeah, I think there's always a famous saying, like you said, like, oh, it's an overnight success, but it took 10 years to get here. You got a lot of learnings that you have over the years starting businesses. For me, I started pretty young, like 7 years old, selling caricatures in school for 50p in my little English town that I'm from. I was really proud because I would make quite a bit of money just doing that sort of stuff. And then as I grew up and started to get more into business, I used to sell like T-shirts and clothing and stuff like that. Which was really good. That was in the MySpace days, which was once again just using organic traffic from there and selling products through there. And then eventually I ended up with a branding company where I would brand companies and help them to get all their workwear done and all their signage and anything like that. And then I actually sold that and then moved out to Australia where I met my business partner. And the rest is history.
Uh-oh. Such a sweet story. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great story. And it's really to show, like you said, you know, there is no overnight success. It's been built over like many, many, many years, right?
Exactly. Can you tell us what's been your biggest win to date with your business?
That's a great one. I think biggest win, there's been so many along the way. And I think we have to really kind of talk about last year and just the amount of achievements that we had last year, especially going on, like you said, national television. This was something we never really expected to happen or even be able to be lucky enough to actually go on the TV show. And going on there, pitching, and then eventually coming out of there with 4 out of 5 sharks, I think that's got to be a huge win. So once again, we never expected that. And both me and Sarah, it was something that our TikTok followers wanted us to do and go on. So when the opportunity kind of came up, Sarah took it with both hands and got us on the show, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a funny one. I wasn't expecting to be able to have the opportunity because it hadn't been around in Australia for like the last 5 years. But I would say our biggest win is an organic post from one of the biggest influencers. So it was really crazy. So Kendall Jenner randomly posted about us about a year into the business. And we woke up one morning and Lewis was like, what's going on? Why do we have so many people on our website? And I was like, I have no idea. Maybe it's a TikTok video. Maybe somebody posted something on YouTube. And then next minute we like look at our phones and all my friends send me these screenshots of Kendall's post on Instagram, which is so wild. So I think that just really shows like the power of social media and how just consistently showing up every day, you just never know like who's going to see it, how it's going to end up in, you know, the hands of a celebrity. And in that same sense, we also got, you know, stocked in major retailers around the globe because of that same reason. So I think that's pretty wild.
That's amazing. I wonder what was the post that came across Kendall's feed to make her want to buy it and then also post about it?
Yeah,
like, are you ever curious? Like,
yeah, this is something
which was the video?
We've had so many conversations about how that even happened, how it even ended up in her hands. And we still to this day have no idea. And it's still a mystery, but it did. So like, that's kind of the mystery of the universe for us, is just like, we have no idea, but we're just so grateful that she did. And obviously she could have done a lot of things in terms of like covered up the brand name and just done all that sort of stuff. But she wanted to really kind of promote it and show it to the world and say, you know, I really like this product, so I want to share it with everyone, which is such a unicorn moment. And we're so glad that we actually had an opportunity to experience that.
Oh, that is so exciting. I'm so happy for you both. And, oh, by the way, we've just released a new product, right?
Yes.
That's so exciting. Yes. So Gua Sha?
Yes, it is a Gua Sha Contour Cube Fusion. So it's called Gua Cube, which is really exciting. And I feel like we've had this like open conversation with our customers, and they've reached out to us and they've always given us ideas, and they've said like, if you bring out a new shape, like we'd love that. So it's always been something we wanted to launch. It's just taken a bit of time to bring to life, but we've perfected it and we finally launched it, which is super exciting.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, we've been innovating, obviously, when we originally created the Contour Cube, which was obviously the first of its kind in the world. And from there, we've always taken inspiration from our customers and getting that real-time feedback, like Sarah said. So it was kind of the natural next step to come up with another functional Contour Cube skincare tool that people can use. And we know that so many people love using Gua Sha every single day. It's a great way to like do lymphatic drainage and so many other things. So we kind of brought two of the best worlds together for convenience and also just to have the best ice facial ever.
It's very exciting. And maybe we're going to see her on Kendall's post next month. So you see her on the
fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
So. You know, you've started other businesses before. What do you think made this one successful?
The brand was very much inspired by my mom. So she loves icing her skin every day and really encouraged me to get into it. So I do everything my mom tells me to. So there I was, like, icing my skin every day. And I was like, this feels so awesome. This is so refreshing. But the whole process was so awkward, slippery, and messy. So I was like, surely there's a tool out there for the purpose of facial icing. And as I did more research, I realized, you know, this is something that's been around for centuries, but weirdly, there's like no tool out there for this purpose. So that's when we realized like models love doing it. Like a lot of people are icing their skins with ice cubes, but how is there no easy solution or something that makes it accessible? So that's kind of like our aha moment where we're like, okay, maybe this could be something pretty big, because if everyone's doing it and there's like no solution for it, surely other people, aside from myself and my mom, would actually need it. So I think that's kind of where it started. And then when we were able to kind of post on social media and like kind of test the demand for it, that's when we really knew like, okay, we're onto something. So it wasn't our first video that ever, like the first video that we posted that went viral. It only hit roughly maybe like 10 to 20,000 views, but like we had immediate sales, like immediate conversions. People like were convinced, like they'd never seen the product before. They'd never seen me before, but I somehow built this trust with the customer to go and buy the product. So it was like that moment on, I was like, wow, okay, we validated the demand. And then by the third post, like literally viral, like sold out overnight. It was so wild.
Yeah. Wow.
I think seeing that product market fit so early on for us, like once we did launch the product and we only had a limited run at that time, we literally over that first month probably had 100,000 people on our website. When you think from a business that there's a lot of different variables to this part as well, from a business that no one had ever heard of, a product that no one had ever heard of, and we actually listed that product on our sanitizer website, which meant that people were really confused with like what it was, why it was even on this website, what it was all about. And it looked.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's really spammy. But at the end of the day, people went through, they ended up purchasing it, and we sold out really, really quickly, which kind of made us think, oh, wow, maybe we've like really hit something, you know. We've actually like tapped into something that we didn't even know was this big.
Yeah.
And then obviously as we continue to get more stock in, do more drops in terms of like, as soon as it came in, it was getting sold straight away. Pre-orders were selling out. And we were like, oh, this is where it's at. So
yeah, I think it was pretty crazy because when we sold out the first time, we were like, oh my gosh, do we continue the TikTok momentum or do we stop? Because we don't have any stock on our website. So it's like all this traffic, but like nothing there. But we're like, okay, actually, no, I think we should continue the momentum. So we kept posting and kept going viral. And we're like, oh, what do we do with all this traffic? So we finally put a pop-up on our website. And by the time we were back in stock, we had 20,000 people subscribe or sign up to our pre-order mailing list, essentially. So that when we were back in stock, they're like, you know, they want to know.
Wow, that is amazing. And that's such a great idea as well. But that's amazing that you validated it so quickly.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things we had to be quite quick on our toes about is when it did sell out, we had no idea what to do next. And we were like, oh my God, we need to kind of scale up as quickly as possible. And I remember at the time we were all going to go order just a, say, 500 units. And then we were like, oh, we need to double it. And then we were like, oh, we need to double it again. Like, before we were actually placing the order, because we just could see that the demand was going to be so much. And then also how we're going to capture the traffic and the volume that we're getting right now so we don't just lose momentum, so that when it is back in stock that we can actually, you know, make some sales and obviously reinvest that back into the business to grow. And that's all we've been doing since we started, really. We've just been constantly reinvesting, trying to scale, trying to make the processes as smooth as possible for anyone wanting to purchase a Contour Cube, and global expansion and all that sort of stuff, which before this, whilst we had run businesses, we'd never run it at this scale before. So this is a really new thing to us, and we're constantly surrounding ourselves with the right people. And that's really been key, is obviously working with other entrepreneurs, other creatives, other people within the industry to get inspired by them and obviously, continue to grow and innovate.
What you said is really good that you're working with top business entrepreneurs as well. Like, is there any advice that they shared with you that was like, wow, how did I not think about that before?
One piece of advice that Sarah heard previously that really resonated with her was sloppily taking action.
Yes, sloppily taking action. Yes, we didn't want to be like a perfectionist at the beginning. So then when I look back, I was like, I want to make the product as perfect as it possibly could, but we didn't dwell on the packaging or anything like that. So we perfected that over time and we made little improvements over time. Even as Lewis said, our website wasn't perfect from the beginning. Like, it was a random listing on another website. So yeah, we definitely took our time with not overthinking too much and making sure we're first to market. And that's what really fueled us to go ahead and take those steps and just get it launched.
Looking at the website now and the packaging now, it's amazing and it looks beautiful, but I guess it's nice to know that it didn't always start out like that, you know?
Yeah, totally. It was literally just a sleeve around the product. We're like, okay, we're going to get the sleeve around here. And then, yeah, I think we did get feedback from one customer being like, love the product, hate the packaging though. And I was like, oh my God, okay, we need to make it better now.
That was in Italy. We always make a joke saying he's like, the most disgusting thing I've seen in my whole life. We just have this vision in our heads of them opening the box and just going, disgusting.
Yeah, but getting orders from Italy, on your pretty first cool. Launch, it's really cool. And I guess you got all these, not mistakes, but things that you've learned from the past product that you can ship overseas. Now you can ship internationally and you don't have those problems anymore. It's compounding all these learnings that you have.
Yeah, definitely. It was cool to be able to ship globally from day one. We didn't realize it was going to resonate with so many people around the globe. And, America was one of our biggest, even today, our biggest market. And that's a small business dream to be able to crack that market. So it's been really cool, shipping around all over the world, Europe, even Middle East. It's been pretty cool.
I think many people who want to start a company or want to start a business or launch a new product or start anything, they put so many roadblocks in front of themselves and say, oh, well, I haven't got the right camera, or I haven't got this piece of equipment yet, or I haven't got any time or anything like that. And the truth is, you'll never have time. You'll never have any of these things that'll be perfect. But if you just start, you're already on the way to where you want to go. And that was kind of the message of our business, the way we started, is we're not always ready and we're not always the perfect time, but just by starting, we've already rolled that stone down the hill. I don't know if that's a metaphor. We've already started that journey, and that means that we can actually get some momentum and then grow. But until you do that, then
Yeah, you got to get started, and like, you're not putting your product on your old website. Doesn't matter. You got the product live anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good enough. Good enough is better than perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love
and,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, how much did it cost at the beginning to, like, you know, create this product? And I guess how many units did you get before, like, the first TikTok?
Yeah, we started quite small. We were pretty lucky. We wanted to find a factory that would work with us and not have like crazy MOQs at the start. So we started with roughly like 100 units to begin with, and the one color, which was like the original pink. So that's what we started with initially.
And bearing in mind, Sarah did strategically buy me a 3D printer for my 30th birthday at the time.
Yes, strategic gift.
So there's also a 3D printer in terms of in there as well in terms of cost, but it's kind of offset as a gift. But yeah, so obviously we had to get that, and just the prototyping part originally was just a little bit of filament and stuff for the 3D printer, and that really helped us to rapid prototype it and bring it to life. And then, like as Sarah said, we managed to find a factory with low MOQs, because I think that's another part which people can fall into the trap of. They maybe come up with a new idea, and MOQs can be extremely high depending on what product it is. And, you know, it can be thousands, which can cost you tens of thousands. And on an idea that's new and something that's never been trialed or tested before, that's a huge risk. Whereas we wanted to offset that risk as much as possible. So it only cost us like literally a few thousand dollars probably to get set up and for everything just to kind of start. And then as soon as we could sell that, we could reinvest that back into the business and just order more stock and scale up from there. And that's kind of been our growth strategy so far. So it's all been bootstrapped from zero.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
So you started it with a few thousand dollars just to get 100 products landed. Like, what's it making now?
Well, even when we went on Shark Tank, like that was obviously a way for us to take them through that journey. And at that point in time, you know, we said how we'd started from zero, and then we'd gone all the way into like lifetime sales of like 1.6 million. That was at that point. And obviously now we're a seven figure business at this moment in time. So we're in that $1 million era right now, which is really cool. Obviously continuing to grow that. And bearing in mind, like it's so funny when you're in this realm, people think you're already a millionaire, which is not the case. Like you're constantly reinvesting back into your business, whether that be R&D, whether that be employing more people, whether that be investing stock, into stock.
New products.
Absolutely. There's a lot of costs involved in terms of a business. So whilst, you know, people see that and go, oh, you know, you're a millionaire now. You're like, no, it's far from it, but it's also we're on the right tracks, and this is it. We're reinvesting to even have that compound as we move further forwards.
Yeah. What's something that you wish you knew before you started your business?
I think even just understanding about like 3PLs and stuff. Like we packed our own orders for such a long time.
That's true.
And that meant a huge amount of effort going into just spending time packing the orders and actually getting out of the door. Which could be almost 8 hours a day. And bearing in mind, for the first two years, we were working full time. And
for those listening, it's just the rain.
Yeah.
It's not raining in the studio.
It's not Queenie's water breaking.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
Water is breaking, Queenie.
Podcast first. So 3PL was huge for us. This is, if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's third party logistics. And what that really helps us to do is unlock the distribution side of things. The 3PL obviously was a huge unlock for us, and a way for us to really get our products to our customers quicker and also free up our time to actually scale the business and get on there.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, thank you so much, Lou. That's a good one. And what about you?
Oh, I feel like when I started my other businesses, we just couldn't crack the marketing side of things. So I think for us, it's really being brave enough to kind of be that face of your business and being able to like humanize your brand. So we just kind of fell into it. We're like, okay, we kind of stumbled upon this kind of way of marketing, which was really cool. So I think for us, it would be just understanding that side of things, like being able to really leverage social media from like day one. Like if I was able to do that with my other businesses, I probably would have gotten further with them. But I guess, yeah, no, now that we know that, I think, yeah, I would always start with socials and start building it. And even like if you haven't got your product, start building hype around it now, like through social media.
Oh, I love it. Great tips, great advice, great people. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your advice. I'm very inspired. What did you think, Pablo?
Yeah, I think so much wisdom and any advice for any entrepreneur out there wanting to start or just starting?
Absolutely. I think the key is just to start. Obviously, if you've got an idea for a product or a business, try to think of the easiest ways that you can do that. And social media opens up so many doors. So go on social media, start creating TikToks, then just repurpose that across all your other social platforms. So put it on Shorts, put it on Instagram, and just really start building an audience and a community that you can sell to and nurture. And because ultimately that's all you ever need to grow a business. You don't need millions and millions of views. You don't need all these different things. All you need is a community of people who like what you sell and also people who are like you. So that would just be it. It's just literally start. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be overwhelmed by so much cost in terms of setup costs and stuff. Just start small and build up from there. And
Yeah, definitely take that first step. Actually, I just had a thought. You know how the previous question was like, what did you wish you knew? So like, I actually thought when I started that I had got all our social handles. I'm like, yeah, I've got this brand name, love it, Contour Cube. We've got all the social handles, like Instagram, like everything. We thought we had them all, like Pinterest, all of it. But then I realized last minute that we didn't have the Facebook one. And then when we launched, somebody just, because we had gone viral, somebody had taken the Contour Cube like Facebook handle. And I was like, no. But obviously, once you trademark and you've, you know, have all your registrations and all that in place, you can actually get that back. So that was a lucky, lucky win at the end of the day.
You had to do like Facebook ads from the sanitizer page.
Yeah, it's just confuse people a little bit more.
Oh, that's a good one. Secure your social handles, all of them. Don't forget about Facebook.
And trademark it.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Oh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We appreciate you so much. And yeah, really enjoyed this episode.
Yay, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We enjoyed it.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.